Bitter cold seems to take the headlines today across much of the western and central parts of the U.S. in the forecast, and most of that cold is likely to diminish quite a bit before reaching into the Midwest. However, it's still going to make headlines for a while. There's going to be some crop damage across fruit and vegetable areas in the San Joaquin Valley, which is part of California's Central Valley system, where there's going to be temperatures in the 20s over the middle part of this week. That's going to be cold enough to cause some damage to crops there. There's a little bit of the table fruit that's going to be hurt there as well, including some of the citrus crop in parts of Southern California. We're also going to see extreme temperatures dropping down into the negative 20s to close to minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit across the northern U.S. plains as we get into the next couple of nights. A lot of that cold will also reach into the northwestern Corn Belt, but not getting very far into the heart of the Midwest. Most of our immediate region here is going to see temperatures getting down perhaps to a few single-digit readings in teens during the colder days during the middle to latter part of this week, but I don't think we'll be seeing any kind of crop damage, even though some wheat areas are going to be snow-free. The surface high pressure center responsible for all of the bitter cold conditions in the western United States will likely stop in the Great Plains and not come any further to the east. It will sit out there and diminish, and we will see some strong northerly winds across the Midwest as a result of that system, but there will not be any light and variable winds that would help those temperatures drop down to the damage threshold in unprotected wheat areas. So for the most part, it's not a bad scenario for the heart of the Midwest. We were fairly warm over the weekend. We're going to see temperatures cool off, though, as we go through this week, obviously. The afternoon temperatures across the region today will contrast sharply with temperatures in the single digits, both positive and negative single digits, in the far northwestern Corn Belt, to readings that will be in the 30s and 40s across the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see some of that cold air in the northwest work its way further to the southeast, and our coolest day will probably end up being Wednesday, when most of the heart of the Midwest will see highs only in the 20s and 30s. There will be a few teens across northern portions of the region. As we move out into the latter part of this week and early in the weekend, a temporary warm-up will occur, but a second wave of cold air will push through the Midwest as we get into the early part of next week, and that might be a time we want to watch more closely about how well our snow cover is across some of the wheat country. The temperatures will be cool next week, but we are going to have a couple of opportunities for precipitation between now and then. For the next 4 or 5 days, though, it will be relatively dry across a big part of the region. A few snow showers in the Great Lakes region, but that's about it until we get to the end of the week. And then we'll see a little bit of light snow occur across portions of the region, maybe Thursday in the north, and probably late Thursday night, more likely Friday into Saturday for the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. A storm center will form in the lower Mississippi River Basin at that time and work its way to the northeast, bringing a little wintry mix of precipitation into the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. The system could produce a little bit of snow, a little bit of freezing rain and rain coming out of Missouri into portions of Ohio and southern Michigan, with rain occurring to the south of that area. Moisture totals could run from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch, but a lot can change between now and then. We'll watch that system rather closely. After that system passes, there will be some light snow that will come ahead of next week's colder air, and that's why I think we'll probably have some snow on the ground to protect some of our winter crops. Down in South America, heavy rains occurred in southern Brazil over the weekend. We'll take a little break from that heavy rainfall for the next couple of days, but more heavy rain is likely late Wednesday, more likely Thursday into Saturday. Some of those areas are going to see some 2 to 7 inch amounts of rainfall, maybe something greater, that will cause some worsening flood conditions. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.